Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it.
Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back. I'm feeling a little saucy today, so I'm going to come in, I don't know, maybe a little spicy. We'll see how this goes. It's all tough love. If it's going to come through a little sharp, just know that it's coming from a place of love, okay? So, and this is a message for myself too. Most of these podcasts are also reminders and messages for myself, so I'm right there with you. But I wanted to drop in with just a quick little podcast today, not something super long, but just a reminder of something that's been coming up for me and that has been serving me really well. And so I want to extend that opportunity for you. And the message is, get ready for it. Here it is. Here it comes. It's about to land. The message is stay ready. I can't tell you how many times I have missed opportunities in the following areas: financially, spiritually, mentally, physically, work-wise, all of the above. I've missed opportunities because I didn't feel ready. Or I had this perception of perfection and it would hold me back from an opportunity that didn't require perfection. But in my mind, I made it up to be an opportunity of perfection. And so I would pass on it, or self-sabotage. And if you didn't listen to the self-sabotage podcast, go back and listen to that one. That will explain a lot. So staying ready requires ritual, routine, discipline, believing in yourself, and really surrendering and letting go of this idea of perfection, because really that's what gets in the way. Is when you're in a place of, say you have an opportunity come, but let's just say a speaking event or speaking engagement. Somebody says, hey, I really enjoy the way that you present and the way that you speak. I think you have a really solid message. And you know, deep inside, you have a message that needs to be heard, but maybe you haven't cultivated the perfect keynote, or it's not quite exactly how you want it to be. And so you pass on the opportunity. People aren't looking for perfection. People are looking for you to show up as you are. And as you are is perfect. We are whole humans who are worthy and enough just as we are. It's all the stuff around us. It's the society. It's the subliminal messages that tell us that we aren't. But that's all bullshit, really. And this is where the tough love comes in. This is where some of the spice and the sauce comes in. It's like, yo, you are awesome. And if anybody around you isn't vibing with you, they're gone. Like, get them out of the way. Maybe not like permanently, right? So, like, some people need to stay in your life. But I'm saying, like, the people who are not in your corner also being like, you are awesome. You've got so much to share. Go out there, go do your thing. Gassing you up, hyping you up. They're not for you. I'm just telling you that right now. And that's hard to sit with sometimes, because we think that these people who are around us are our cheerleaders. But then when it comes down to it, like, are they actually the ones who are keeping us back and preparing us to not be ready too? Mm-mm. I'm done with that, you guys. Mm-mm. And you should be done with it too. So stay ready. Here are some opportunities that I have been able to lean into and get some really amazing life experiences and just fun and flow and meet amazing people and experience cool things because I've decided to stay ready. I have had multiple photo shoots with brands that I love and support and believe in that have approached, like these brands have approached me to do photo shoots for them. And I can say yes, because I feel confident. I feel physically ready. I feel like I can show up and do really great work and show and cast a vision for what they're wanting to create. I've been able to speak on large stages because I have a messy story to share or a solid message to share. And usually it's something that just dropped in for me. It's definitely not from a place of perfection or zoning in on like the perfect paragraph or the perfect hook, line, sinker. It's really not about that. It's about showing up and in your authenticity and leaning into that. I've also been able to go on amazing trips and amazing adventures because I've been able to keep my schedule open enough to find flex time. So back in my like early 20s, I was super spontaneous. Like I would go do stuff. I would go to drive to California on a Sunday for coffee and drive home just because I could. Now I don't have quite that much flexibility, but I try to keep some space for spontaneity. And because of that, because I'm not drowning myself and overextending myself in obligations, that gives me the chance to say yes to things that feel really aligned, go to events or trips or adventures that I typically wouldn't, and meet new people. Just recently, I was invited up to Flagstaff for a friend's birthday. I knew two people. I think there was 12 of us there. I knew two people going, and I didn't even know them very well. But I said yes, and it turned out to be one of the most life-giving, fulfilling experiences, and we had so much fun. And the group of people were like super motivated. And we, at breakfast, we were sharing something. We were teaching each other things at the breakfast table. We took 2 minutes to teach each other something. Like, that's what I'm talking about, because I'm ready. I'm staying ready. And staying ready takes discipline though. So I do specific things to stay ready, both mentally, spiritually, financially, and physically, so that I can say yes when it feels in alignment. But that requires me to say no to a lot of things too. So staying ready isn't always saying yes to a lot of things. Staying ready means that you're doing the things to fill yourself up so that you can, respond to the universe when you are asking for manifestations. You're ready to receive them. I want to say that again. You are ready to receive the manifestations from the universe when you stay ready. You put it out there, you let go of expectations, but you are ready when the universe calls, and then you move on it. So what are you doing in your life to either feed into perfection and block the blessings, block the manifestations that are coming to you because the opportunities feel like you need to be perfect? What are some of those areas? And what are some of the areas in your life that you do feel ready? Where are you ready? Are you ready financially? So when an investment opportunity arises, you can sign the check. Are you ready physically, if somebody asks you to go on some sort of adventure, to go hiking or go on a photo shoot? Do you feel prepared and ready to show up physically? Do you feel spiritually ready? So when the universe calls, when God calls, you can answer and move swiftly. Mentally, are you ready? Mentally is a little harder because that requires you to push through very uncomfortable places and stages. Are you able, are you sharpening your mentality, your mindset, your limiting beliefs? Are you getting them out of the way so that you are ready to step in closer to your calling? If you're not ready, now's the time. Now is the time. Do not wait any longer. We are waiting for you to be ready in the way that you are, exactly how you are right now. Not 6 months from now, not when you feel ready, not when you've lost 12 pounds, not when you feel like you've got that speech locked in. No, be ready now. Stay ready. The universe is coming for you. Okay, this is my tough love. I don't even want to go into it more. I want you to sit with this. I want you to think about this. And I want you to do the work to get to a place to feel ready. And quite honestly, a lot of that is just deciding right now in this moment, you know what? I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready for whatever comes to me. I rise, you rise, baby. Let's freaking go.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.